This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A defeat for German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder could lead to a change in Germany's government. Schröder's Social Democratic Party lost power yesterday in the country's most populous state. That prompted the chancellor to call for an early national election. On the world stage, Schröder is known as a critic of the war in Iraq. In Germany, though, he is blamed for a bad economy. And after his trouble became apparent, German stocks actually went up in early trading today. NPR's Emily Harris reports from North Rhine-Westphalia, the scene of Schröder's defeat.
Members of Germany's conservative Christian Democratic Union, or CDU, packed into a white tent yesterday evening to eagerly count down to the end of voting day and to what turned out to be the end of an era. Moments after polls closed, German television announced the first election prognosis.
Die Prognose, die SPD, 37%, die CDU, 45%.
Exit surveys reflected what official results would later confirm. Chancellor Gerhard Schröder's Social Democrats were out of governing North Rhine-Westphalia, and the CDU was in, with a solid 7-point lead. CDU member Jürgen Brautmüller was already thinking about the next target, Berlin.
As you can see from the result now, the overall impression that something has to happen, that there has to be a change in Germany, that is part of the explanation for tonight.
Because such a big chunk of German voters live in North Rhine-Westphalia, the CDU always saw this election in part as a referendum on Schröder's national leadership. But the conservatives were counting on a year and a half before national elections, time to get organized and perhaps prove themselves by governing well in North Rhine-Westphalia. Shortly after the polls closed, though, in a surprise move one newspaper called the coup of a loser, Schröder announced he wanted federal elections as soon as this fall, a year ahead of schedule. It's a quick challenge that political science professor Gero Neugebauer expects Schröder to lose.
There is no foreseeable change in the framing conditions. The labor market is weak, the economy is weak, there are no persons, no politicians, and no program which could convince those parts of the electorate who didn't vote for the Social Democrat to vote for the Social Democrats in 6, 7, or 8 months.
The dismal economy and high unemployment have dogged Schröder and split his SPD party. Traditional party faithful were unhappy with cuts to health and welfare benefits that aim to improve the economy and business climate. But the SPD also lost in North Rhine-Westphalia because of voters like 44-year-old restaurant owner Klaus Becker, who thinks Schröder's painful economic policies will help in the long run, but his party won't.
It's not bye-bye Schröder, it's bye-bye SPD. The problem is Schröder is a good man, but his party is the wrong one.
German media is skeptical about the future success of either one. Schröder scraped together a re-election victory 2 years ago by opposing the U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Leading news magazine Der Spiegel today writes that President George Bush could now invade France and Schröder would still lose re-election. Emily Harris, NPR News, Dusseldorf.